Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, the 26th day of September 2012, and Lord willing, we're going to be here for the next 3 hours today, and I am wound up and ready to go. There are huge explosions at military compounds and universities inside Syria as Western-backed al-Qaeda prepares to try to overthrow the entire government and put a new jihadi command base in place, which will then be used as the excuse to take our liberties here at home. And the public is so addled with worrying about the striking referees that they'll be happy to have the TSA set up checkpoints and grope their family and take them to FEMA camps as long as the referees come off of strike. Spain recoils as its hungry forage for in trash bins for the next meal. They're going the Argentina route that we saw in 2000. This is where the rest of Europe's going, and it's where we're going. And I've been telling you that for a decade and intensely since 2008 because it's a plan. How do I know the future? It's a plan. The only way we don't have a big war with Iran is to back the globalist off. The only way we don't have this global depression is to expose that they're behind it. And then if we're successful in stopping a strike on Iran, we get blamed and they say, oh, you said there'd be a strike on Iran. Or if we're successful backing off a total implosion in the economy, they say, oh, you said we have a bad economy when we already have a terrible economy. This is the mind games the system plays. We're in a depression to a great extent, but it can certainly get a hell of a lot deeper. Oh, there's going to be a war in Libya, Mr. Fearmonger. Then there is a war in Libya. Oh, big deal. That's not a war. That's peace. Oh, there's going to be a war in Syria, Mr. Fearmonger. Oh, well, that's not war. That's a peace action. Oh, the TSA is going to be on checkpoints on the highways, Mr. Fearmonger. Well, big deal. They're on the highways now. Oh, they're going to have FEMA camps. Well, Congress has bills openly to fund them. The Emergency Centers Act. You were right, but you're still wrong. Yeah, the Army admits re-education camps in public documents 3.5 months ago, but they even used the term re-education camp. My goodness. And you know what? Do you get a little medal for being right? No, you're a fearmonger. Where's the crisis? Where's the problem? Where's the police state, Alex, you talked about? So they're launching 30,000 drones. So the NSA admits they're spying on us without warrants. So they got kids wearing RFID tags at public schools everywhere and people thumb scanning and face scanning to buy and sell. So we got the biggest prison population in the world. So we got the highest cancer rates in the world. So there's more lawsuits being filed as the EPA's been caught pumping toxic gas into hospitals. Oh, yeah, that's coming up today. Big deal. So the government apologized for shooting little kids up with syphilis. So they nerve gassed some of our troops and killed thousands of them. Big deal. So the troops are dying of cancer at record numbers from DU. And they've got 14-15-fold increases in cancer in Iraqi children from DU and a 4-5-fold increase in our troops. What's the big deal? What's the big deal? Cities and counties and states are going bankrupt everywhere. Corporations are going bankrupt everywhere. What's the big deal? So they're rioting and raiding all over Europe food stores. What's the big deal? So unemployment's really 25% nationwide, according to John Williams' Shadow Stats. What's the big deal? Everything's okay. You're not supposed to wake up and say no to this. You're supposed to stay in your normalcy bias. You're supposed to go along with all of this. You're supposed to put up with it. You're not supposed to have a problem with any of this. You're supposed to love it. So what? There's hundreds and hundreds of studies showing GMO sterilizes all the rats by 3 generations that eat it and causes organ failure and premature death. And then we see those exact type trends forming in humans. What's the big deal? Come on, man. The government's great. Public school's great. Everything's good. Man, mega corporations care about us. Sure, Bayer Pharmaceutical for 11 years shipped out blood. They knew had HIV in it, killing hundreds of thousands.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers.
We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
So many of my listeners are still asking for the free Nitro Boost with their T-Gen. Let me break it down for you here. T-Gen is the new free testosterone booster from Chamonix. You know what boosting free testosterone will do for you. Increased desire, libido, and better results when you exercise. But men now know that nitric oxide is also essential for improved performance and enhanced sexual function. And that's what Nitro Boost does. So back by popular demand, when you order T-Gen now, you will get two free bottles of Nitro Boost with your order. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Mention this radio station and get a free upgrade to priority shipping. Increase your sexual desire, muscle growth with exercise, and add Nitro Boost for a new level of satisfaction, and right now, it's free. Order T-Gen and get two bottles of Nitro Boost absolutely free. And as always, you get the Chamonix 90-day money-back guarantee. Call now, 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete!
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength, but you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I'm rolling up my sleeves right now. I am ready to go. It is Wednesday, the 26th day of September, 2012, and I have come here to rampage in a full frontal assault on the globalist facade, the crumbling facade of globalist lies and fraud. Prepare yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, for the journey into the depths of truth. Only by facing the whole truth and nothing but the truth can we grip liberty and freedom and enlightenment and empowerment in our time, in our age, and for our progeny. We stand at the fulcrum. We stand at the interchange, the crossroads, the jump point to the future. It is being governed now, and we are wrestling against armies of control freaks, the scientific technocracy that craves control of humanity and our destiny, that craves control of reality. But humanity is awakening to this great threat. And the sleeping giant that is our true intellect is beginning to awaken, is beginning to stir, and like a giant engine, the wheels for a great period dormant are beginning to move. And once they begin to turn, nothing on earth can stop them. Only the good Lord above, the creator of the firmament, can stop it. And why would God stop it? Because truth and justice and enlightenment and creativity and life and empowerment flows out of the Creator. We are live, ladies and gentlemen, on this Wednesday transmission. And let me tell you about who's coming up. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of the Treasury, will be joining us as, well, even Forbes has listed him as one of the top 10 living economists to break down what QE Unlimited is going to do to the world economy and what he sees happening with war drums. Then we're going to have David Schneier. And David Schneier heads up the group that has filed suit, the American Tradition Institute Environmental Law Center. They caught in North Carolina, we knew about this months ago but couldn't talk about it, because David Knight's involved as well helping them, one of our reporters, of our field reporters, discovering how they were pumping toxic gas into a hospital. You cannot make this up. It's par for the course. These are eugenicists. U.S. Code, Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B, states that it's illegal to do testing on the American people without their consent unless it's for research. It says absolutely forbidden unless it's for research purposes. That's why the chemtrailing, all of it's called research. Maybe they'll start robbing banks and call it research, or, you know, running children down in the middle of the street when they get off the school bus and call it research. I mean, that's the games these people play. That's why the eugenicists that created Hitler in this country, the Rockefeller Foundation and others, look it up. It's a fact. It's not debatable. There's New York Times, number one bestsellers, breaking it down from the Nuremberg trials. The Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, the Rockefeller Eugenics Institute, the Cold Springs Harbor Institute, they hired over 28,000 top Nazis, congressional reports show, to run not just NASA, as you know, but every other agency, and to come over here and start nerve gassing and chemical weaponing and radiating our troops and their wives and their children by the tens of thousands. They were coming home, baby. The Nazis didn't come over here. The Nazis came from here and went over there. And they are called liberals today. They're not real liberals. That's their cloaking device. That's their cloaking device. That's their camouflage. These are eugenicists, and they're savage, and they mean business. And they want control of society. They're control freaks. And they crave it. Just like you and I crave liberty and crave freedom. And we like seeing people free, and we like seeing people do well. And we like seeing success, and we're not threatened by it. Their type is threatened by it and wants to run everything. Whereas those of us that are strong are ashamed when we dominate people that are weaker. Even when the weak are in the wrong, we don't want to exercise our power. There's a governor built into us. The evil weak crave the power because they are weak. And they are the age-old enemy of our species. And they must be overcome before humans can go to the next level. And they will be overcome. They will be defeated. Pretty wound up today, because what happens is I read this news last night, this morning. I sit in here for an hour before poring over it, and it gets me wound up. But then it doesn't have that first look or that second look or that third look feeling of a new piece of news to me. That's why I tend to never even cover 10% of it. It's all up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I tend to settle back just into the basic thought processes of our enemies so that you may understand their twisted, dark, satanic logic. Because once you understand the twisted logic of these twisted brainiacs, then you can understand their entire course. Before even going out and reading their writings, you will know their thoughts before you confirm it by their own roadmaps and battle plans that they're so arrogant they leave all around us to see. But it's more than that. It is a metaphysical rule that the enemy must tell you what it's going to do before it does it. The vampire must trick you into inviting it into your home. And these are spiritual vampires. They are your mortal enemy. And the fact that you won't recognize it, that we have malevolent, twisted, demonic, animated creatures walking the face of this earth, seeking power, roaring to see who they can devour, going about roaring, seeing who they can devour, who will cower to them, who will fall in fear. I used to watch movies as a child and think when the killer came in with a knife or something, why did everybody fall down in fear and shake? I thought that wasn't real. I thought that that was only in movies until I studied real history and saw that actually a lot of people act like that in reality. That's why so many people hear this show or see this show at PrisonPlanet.tv, and they think I'm trying to scare them. No! Somebody bust in here with a knife or a gun, I defend myself, not because I'm Billy Badbutt, but because I have a survival instinct, and so I have a defensive killer instinct that will trump evil any day. Evil cannot keep coming if somebody good stands in its way and is committed. You may be struck down, but in that act, it activates at a subatomic level other resistors. And that's what we have to do. We have to beat the drum to call out the humans who are ready to resist the tyrants. We have to commit to the ancient and holy right of resistance to tyrants. It is the only way to truly fulfill yourself. And yes, my friends, to commune with the creator of the universe. And I'm trying not to preach here, but I just can't help it, ladies and gentlemen, because that's what it's really all about. And you're not going to find it in 95% of these churches. I'm going to stop right there and let you know what's coming up today. I told you about the guest. Huge amounts of incredible news. Massive explosions in Damascus strike top Syrian army building. Probably not even a bombing. Probably 2,000-pound bomb looking at it. How do I know? I've studied warfare. How did I know that the reactor cores had blown up in Fukushima? I interviewed top radiation experts, nuclear plant designers, nuclear physicists. I blew up the video of Reactor 3 blowing up. I looked up the fact they were storing the fuel rods on top. I looked at the fuel rod storage containers and was able to say those are fuel rod containers blown 2 miles. By measuring the video off the height of the communication towers around the facility. And then, of course, it came out a year later in the New York Times that they were storing the rods on top of the buildings and they'd been blown 2 miles. Total precision. Not hard to engage in. Not hard to engage in. I can look at the bombing a few months ago, one of the military training facilities, and this new one and tell you that does not look like a car bomb. That does not look, no. This is the so-called West, the bankers, so Al-Qaeda can get in control, bombing. If it was a cruise missile, it was a big one. Probably airdropped from high altitude. But we'll be getting into that today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be getting into Spain recoils as it's hungry, forage and trash bins for the next meal, just like Argentina. Just like Greece, it's coming here by design, so you'll learn to worship those that did it, who will pose as your savior with pleasure. We're also announcing a new national anti-TSA campaign, opt-out and film week. Going to be breaking that down. Two big reports up at Infowars.com that are very revealing. 30 examples of why America is no longer a free country. Also, you know you're a conspiracy theorist if... We saw Liberty Blitzkrieg blog put out a great point on this, so we added some of our own to the bottom of it. We encourage you to do the same at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. That's what's coming up. The new magazine's out. We'll show you that as well.
Aaron Fullen here. As the food police shut down food co-ops, the Amish and small farmers, Americans are losing access, not just to raw milk and homemade cheeses, but to healthy, home-crafted sources for fermented foods like sauerkraut, yogurt, and kefir. It seems there's a war on life-giving foods with living enzymes and healthy bacteria. But frankly, I'm not sure what the food police are so afraid of. These remarkable foods have been around since the beginning of history, with archaeological evidence for fermented foods and beverages being found across the globe in almost every culture. Even today, Japanese eat miso, Africans eat fermented porridges, Koreans eat kimchi, and in India, fermented milk is a staple for healthy living. But here's some good news. Self-reliant Americans can now discover the secrets to making these amazing fermented foods legally and privately in their own homes. Since it's still legal to make these foods as long as you can make them yourself. For more information, check out fermentationfactor.com. That's fermentationfactor.com. It's easy to create your own powerful fermented foods, and you can do it by going to www.fermentationfactor.com. That's www.fermentationfactor.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming.
There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more as they began to run in. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We are back.
Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire a musket, still we looked them in the eye. We held
you know, that's the good part about the New World Order being all over the place, having their operatives taking over every facet of society, raising taxes, regulations, trying to rob us every way they can. We're completely surrounded, so we got plenty of targets in the info war, and the oppression of the system is really starting to wake people up in a big, big way. Coming up after our two guests join us in the next hour, I'm going to be getting into the tipping point and other historical tipping points and an example of how easy it is to actually defeat the globalists if we just wake up to their tyranny. And as I said, I will also get into, you know, you are a conspiracy theorist if, coming up in the next segment, and then 30 examples of why America is no longer a free country. Both are up at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. But let me get into the economy first here. Here is CNBC. Spain recoils as its hungry forage trash bins for the next meal. They have upwards in some cities a 50% unemployment. It's over 30% in the general country. And the debt that they've signed on to, over 90% of it, the same in every other country, whether it's Iceland or Greece or Ireland or Portugal, is derivatives that their government signed on to that's not even their debt. But they use financial ignorance to carry out this entire fraud. And the New York Times is also reporting on this. Here's another one. Greek workers begin general strike. Anti-austerity walkout called by unions expected to ground flights, disrupt local transport, and shut down services. Here's the plan, though. The bankers brag in the IMF World Bank documents that got leaked in 2002 and Joseph Stiglitz left the World Bank. We had him on at the time. He wouldn't say he released him, but you know, I'm going to tell you how the cow ate the cabbage or that a bear goes to the bathroom in the woods. But it was how they were planning to do this in the first world. And so since 2002, with Greg Palast, and I wrote a chapter in my book about it, Descent into Tyranny, explaining they would do this here with derivatives, sign us on, that's 10 years ago on record, I said this would happen, and then always pose as the saviors, imploding us each step of the way. And so they use what they call the IMF World Bank riot. As things implode, they know you're going to riot. Well, they just sit back offshore as the society even implodes more, and then use that as a way to drive down the value of property and companies even more to then come in with more fiat money and buy it all up. See, that's why they destroy countries one at a time, though. You notice that this is a systematic gobbling. Because if a country ever resists and turns the tide, and if they ever get exposed, the globalists will back off. They know if it goes worldwide and people wake up, they can join together worldwide or in coalitions and go arrest the globalists. So they take countries one at a time. It's a military tactic. You take one island, one country at a time. You exploit that country against the next. It's also a communist control system. They learn from the British. So that's what we're seeing here, an island-hopping takeover. Continuing here, London Independent. Angela Merkel, Europe must stay the course on painful reform, raising every form of taxes on small businesses, exempting big ones, cutting all sorts of benefits, but raising taxes to give tens of trillions of dollars to megabanks. Now, look, it's happening here, too. Household incomes falls in August off 8.2% under Obama. Now, again, here's CNBC. Tax hikes coming no matter who wins the White House. And the Federal Reserve are the ones, the private bank, same European stockholders, saying we need to tax the rich people, even though they've written the laws so the billionaires are exempt. They say tax the guy, you know, tax the guy and his wife making $250,000 a year who actually goes to your restaurant, goes to your store, or hires you. Get rid of them. You can. Argentina used to have a huge middle class. 100 years ago, they had more money than we did per capita. They were the richest thing in this hemisphere. Not anymore. This is the plan. They don't want independent wealth. They want mega rich exempt globally from the laws they pass domestically. So there it is. They break down how they're going to bring up all these big new taxes, and the Federal Reserve's promoting VAT, which is in the Republican Party platform now, on top of the income tax, a VAT which brings government surveillance over every level of the economy. France loves it. Socialists love it. So we're going to give you more of that straight ahead, because this is all going to come here next.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Are you tired of bleaching your teeth for $40, $50, or $60 only to find them getting yellow after 4 weeks again? Bleaching your teeth only changes the stains from yellow to clear, but doesn't actually clean the stain off of your teeth, causing them to turn back to that yellow ugly color again. Introducing the Power Swabs Teeth Whitening System, the only whitening system that uses the power of stain-out swabs to actually remove the stains off of your teeth so they stay whiter longer. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts the stains off of your teeth. And the best part is Power Swabs works in under 5 minutes. No more messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab on Power Swabs and your teeth are whiter in 5 minutes. Best of all, unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs works on natural teeth as well as veneers, caps, and crowns. Call for your risk-free supply. 800-501-3845. That's 800-501-3845. Power Swabs. Proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. That's 800-501-3845.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Killing yourself to live. Killing yourself to live. Killing yourself to live. The global social engineers can play God. They control almost every country in the world by stealth, corruption, by takeover, by infiltration that the great Roman philosopher and statesman Cicero talked about. The traitor is the plague. In fact, print me that quote again, guys. Thank you. And now they've got all of our resources and our work and the taxes we pay to use against us. And then they come out and lie because we wake up and know there's no law to take vaccines. We learn how deadly they are. And now they say, okay, we told you it was the law. It wasn't. Now we're going to pass laws to shoot into you whatever Big Pharma says, even though Big Pharma has been caught doing secret medical testing and killing innocent people for 100 years. And most Big Pharma is eugenics owned and run, if not by the Nazis, by the groups that created the Nazis in the U.S., England, and France. Think about how crazy it is to be involved in any of this. Of course these big eugenics-based companies that see us as animals and their religion is poisoning us and killing us, of course they're engineering the wheat and GMO corn to sterilize all the rodents that eat it. Of course we're losing our fertility. Of course they've got estrogen mixed into the plastics to sterilize us. Of course the AP even admitted a few years ago that hundreds of major water supplies have levels of Prozac way above what could be there from runoff from sewage. And they did studies. It wasn't a particular type of serotonin reuptake inhibitor. It was a general generic type being added to the water. Of course people are docile. Electromagnetic, chemical, all of it. You're under attack. But by being conscious of it, by being aware of it, of the toxic toxification, you can battle back against the enemy and become aware of them. But you've got to know you've been hit. We're under soft kill, and I'm going to be breaking that down after our guests leave us. I've got a big list of things I want to go over here. I want to continue with the economic news, then get into the Al-Qaeda forces being backed by the left. New developments on that front. Russia suspends import and use of American GM corn after study revealed cancer risk. We're going to be getting to all of this and a lot more. But first off, ladies and gentlemen, if you go over to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com right now, you can see an article titled October Infowars Magazine Released the Technocracy Takeover. And it's got the cover of the new second installment, October issue of the magazine. And if you scroll down on that top story at Infowars.com, again, you can see the cover that is a black pyramid with a HAL 9000 red eye hooked into a biological, chemical, alchemical electronic android with a pile of skulls. And the headline is The End of Humanity, Rise of the Robots, DARPA, the Real Skynet, October Surprise War. And then under it, this is an emergency transmission. And then there's a small smattering of some of the art that is in the new magazine. The first one that we put out for September is excellent. It says, Rome burned, will we? Yeah, there's fires all over Europe right now. The economic collapse. Banksters plot to destroy U.S. economy. Banking cartel conquers America and brags about it. A history of government-sponsored state terror. State-sponsored terror. That sold out in 36 hours. We printed 90,000 copies, put 50,000 on the streets of Austin, sold at cost 36,000, held back 4,000, so that when we started subscriptions, which starts today, people could sign up and get a subscription to get the next 12 issues, and the first one free. That's 13 issues. Hey, 13 colonies. We say 13's lucky. And the first 3,000 people, because that we wanted to hold back 4,000, we only held back about 3,000 and change. The first 3,000 people that sign up for a year's subscription, you couldn't support the InfoWar more by doing that, getting the word out, will get the first issue on top of the next 12. So you'll get two issues mailed to you, the first 3,000 or so that sign up for a yearly subscription. And by the way, this is really at below cost because shipping is included. When you go to the site and sign up there on the website, get your very own copy of InfoWars Magazine delivered right to your door each month and every month. Beginning with the October 2012 issue, get a one-year subscription of the InfoWars Magazine. Not only is the yearly subscription the most convenient way to never miss an issue, it also is a great value. You save nearly 40% off the regular monthly single price. And the price includes the cost of shipping with each monthly issue. Plus, you get locked into the low initial rate. We have big plans for the publication. With a yearly subscription, you get to watch as the InfoWars magazine grows and not worry about any monthly price increases. But most importantly, folks, you're supporting the broadcast and what we're doing. And I noticed the printout I was given doesn't have the price here, so I'll just look at it on screen. One-year subscription is $59.95. That's 12 issues, shipping included. And it actually breaks even when it comes to the shipping and what it costs us and the shipping crew. If you add the six graphics people, news editors, and all the folks in the art department, we actually lose money on it. But see, it doesn't matter because the art department's helping with Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, the films, the graphics. So it's a larger operation. But we have this literally, quite frankly, at below cost. And again, ladies and gentlemen, you have to go to the site. Guys, just, you know what? I wasn't printed because I asked for the printout. I need to be printed the one-year subscription. I just need that printed out because I this morning I said, hey, print me that. And I was printed it without the numbers on it. And so I need to actually have the year subscription, the one-year subscription information. But again, it's all up there at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can also, here's what's most important, and we'll put this up on screen. We can at least get this done. I will put this up on screen for everybody here. You can get them at cost in bulk, 10 packs, 20 packs, 30 packs, 50 packs, 100 packs, at cost at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Again, they've got InfoWars Magazine 10-pack for $14.95, and it just goes on from there. And what a great tool. People are so used to Internet only. They're so used to, you know, information being worthless. With it in, you know, the nice printout with all the graphics. In fact, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, and I'm not going to rant about this much more, if I can have a document cam shot right here, I want to show some of the people out there this information and just show people what's in the magazine. We've got the October Surprise War. We've got letters to the editor. We've got Big Brother to track and control everybody and the fact that they admit they're doing it. We've got face deals to buy and sell. Now you're going to be face scanned. That's going to roll in everywhere. We've got Tripwire with the government tracking the face scanning cameras and illegally tracking everything you do. Big Sis spying on patriot groups. The Drudge Report and Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com. See no evil, say no evil. DHS launches See Something, Say Something, saying speech is now bad. We've got the breakdown of will humanity survive the singularity, getting in obviously to the whole cover issue of how the elite openly say they're going to exterminate us and replace us with the machines and how we've always been cheap, but now we're worthless and actually trash. We have always the inside double spread political poster. You are the hope. You are the resistance with the V for Vendetta fellow saying powered by InfoWars. Great poster to hang up. We've also got information about fluoride in the water. We've got Rise of the Robots, End of Humanity, which is, again, amazing graphics of humans being fed into a machine and then being turned into automatons, their energy being turned into automatons, how we're building our own enslavement grid to then invade the next country. And we get into flu shots, give you the flu, all the government admissions of how they're really giving us the flu with the flu shots, just bombshell. Information. DARPA, the real Skynet, getting into the ground robots, the airbase robots. Big Brother in your pocket, how the cell phones are tracking enslavement grids, QE3, and what that means to your family, how both political parties are controlled, a Paul Craig Roberts article, the U.S. government buying 1.6 billion rounds of ammo, the latest on that, a graphic of the smart house, how you're being surveilled with the smart meters and more, just so you're aware of what's surveilling you. 11 signs that the U.S. healthcare system is heading straight down the toilet. But again, get your one-year subscription for $59.95 right now, and it doesn't even really financially support us. You know what? I said something yesterday. In closing, I want to say on this, and I'm going to get back into the news. I said something yesterday on air, and I say stuff all the time that's a fragment of what I really meant to say. I was driving home last night and heard my show being rebroadcast here locally. And I was making the point about once you realize this is all a matrix-like facade that the globalists are trying to insert us into, you got reality going on, but you've also got them trying to project the false reality and force it into our lives. Big sis breaking in on your cell phones, EAS alerts, government propaganda placement, all the big sitcoms being paid to promote Obamacare, the messages in the culture, the state brainwashing your kids. And I was saying, that's why it isn't about ego, it isn't about status, it isn't about being famous. I mean, it was a little bit of that 17 years ago when I first got on air, wanting recognition, wanting to be involved, wanting to stand up, wanting to you know, stand out, wanting to be special. I mean, that's a human trait. We know we're an incredible species. But I mainly got involved being on air because I didn't want to lose my Second Amendment or property rights. I didn't like tyrants trying to run my life. That's 90% of why I got involved. But now the 10% of ego is pretty much gone. All I have is total dedication and resistance to tyranny. That's what propels me, is competitiveness against the evil, not wanting it to win. It's an instinctive genetic drive manifesting itself through my intellectual faculties. And you have the potential to be much more effective than I've been. You are incredible. You have value. That's why the globalists tell you you're trash. But I was saying it means nothing when a big Hollywood star calls me now. It means nothing when some famous rock star, and I mean I get calls almost every week. It means nothing if they just call up and don't want to go on air and what I mean is it means nothing that a famous person's calling me for my ego. It only means something as a signpost, as a radar ping, a sonar ping, that, hey, we're reaching more and more people and are becoming more and more effective. Just like I get excited when some old lady shakes my hand on the street, or an old black man, or a young black man, or a young white woman, or a young Hispanic woman, whatever, whoever they are. That's a radar ping, a sonar ping that we're having a big effect. But it was a fragment. It wasn't that, oh, I don't care when famous people call me. I do care when they call me, but I care because I'm talking to an artist and an interesting soul who is awake now, and it's cool to talk to them. But it's just as cool to talk to a regular person at the grocery store. They're always like, oh, thank you for what you do. You're so great. Here's my son. Here's my daughter. Will you take a picture with them? And it's like, no, no, it's honor. It's a great honor to meet you. I see you. And, you know, I see that you're another free soul that wants liberty. We're fellow travelers together. We're on the same journey. We have the same goal of freedom and justice. So don't tell me how great I am. You're great. And in the realization of how much potential we've got is the realization that we can survive and thrive. And that's all I'm trying to get at here. So, I mean, I heard myself say, I don't care what somebody famous calls me. Yeah, it means nothing because it's all fake anyways. What I meant was it is such a thrill to have 36,000 of these sell out in 36 hours. We didn't do that on purpose. It just happened. 36 hours, 36,000 sold out. It is such a thrill to hold the physical thing in your hand and to see it get light years better than the first issue that was great. That was great. This is excellent. It's going to get even better. Once it becomes somewhat profitable, which I have the price so low it won't, but we hope with advertising it does, I mean to make the thing 80-something pages, not 48 pages. You know, we're just, I mean, let me tell you, this is a world-class magazine already. It's so much fun to envision this art, because I came up with this concept, the cover concept, and to see my graphics team, Janae Meadows and others, work together to then manifest my idea of the Black Pyramid. And then to see the articles written and the work and to see it done, that's what's thrilling. It is so dead to be at a Hollywood party with professional basketball players and A-list celebrities and all of these number 10 women. Absolutely all, they're so empty. They're so unhappy. None of it's real. Their managers are there. Phone calls are coming in. They're dead. They're unhappy. No fulfillment. But to sit around with a famous Hollywood person around their computer for 10 hours drinking coffee, researching the New World Order and 9/11, that's thrilling. I mean, do you see what I'm saying? Reality is fulfilling. The globalists don't want you to feel fulfilled, so you go to them to be fulfilled. When the universe is all around you, creation and beauty and all that is good is so amazing. We simply have to sell the truth and sell beauty and sell what is good
and point out the bad. We have to simply present good, and people will choose it over the bad. But they tell you there is no good and evil so that they can direct you. And so that's all I'm trying to say here, is that it is so thrilling to get up and to be upset and to learn that they're running over poor Chinese farmers with steamrollers that don't want to give up their property, and to know that they're murdering them, and just like Tiananmen Square, but that our media won't cover it now because we're bought and paid for by China and been totally sold out. So it's painful. It's upsetting. Watson's working on an article. Watson writes the article. Matt Drudge, DrudgeReport.com, posted. It's picked up by scores of newspapers today. And do you think I care when most of the newspapers didn't give us credit for his Chinese wife noticing that and, you know, breaking it? I could care less. Because the thrill of the fact that that guy who didn't get up and let the steamroller run over him, that person that is so admirable, that person that is so strong, that they did that for humanity. And that their death didn't happen in vain, and that that information went out to expose that murderous communist Agenda 21 model country that the bankers run. The fact that because it made me angry that that man was killed, and it made me angry that nobody knew about it. But by getting out, now his sacrifice had an effect. And it's so thrilling. It's like giant buckets of diamonds to unlock minds. That's what I'm after. The globalists are after that too, but they want to enslave your mind. I want to empower you. I want you to go to the stars. We'll be back. Stay with us.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Boom!
we've got to start having respect for ourselves again, and we've got to get a fighting spirit again. Everybody's fighting spirits for their local football team, their college team, their NFL team. I mean, people are hopping mad about some referee deal. Meanwhile, they're putting cancer viruses in almost all the vaccines on record. I've got guests coming up in about 35 minutes who are suing over an investigation team. There's big news out on it today where the EPA is pumping toxic gas into hospitals. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And I'm sorry, you know, we're in trouble because all the men are like, yeah, I bought a case of beer watching the game. Everybody's like, man, that's manly. Yeah, I know I'm manly. And again, I mean, my grandfather went to UT with Tom Landry and was his roommate and played football with him and won first place in the hurdles at state. You know, my whole family's football, football, football. I grew up watching football. I like football. Okay, don't get me wrong, but it's become a mental illness, okay? I played football, was not very good at it. And it was hellish. When I was a freshman, they put me on varsity, and I got run over and over again. I was like, why am I one of three guys you just put on varsity? I don't know which end is up. Well, you hurt people. We don't know why, but you always seem to hurt somebody. And that's what we like. That was old-fashioned football. You're not supposed to talk like that anymore. The point is that, ladies and gentlemen, we are not focused on what is important in this country and in this society. We are not focused on the core things. And you've heard them. They're announcing they're going to raise taxes no matter who gets in office to give it to foreign banks. And that makes me angry. You know, I've got huevos rancheros because I meant to stand up for my family, not because I meant to strut around and go, oh, football, yeah. I bug my eyes out at other men at red lights because I'm tough. You're supposed to get out there and bug your eyes out at the bureaucrats who are bugging their eyes out at you, dominating you and your family. But again, we sold out. I just want to plug this now that I have the prices in front of me. $59.95, your subscription, shipping included, 12 issues plus the first issue, that's 13. InfoWarsStore.com. International is $149. That just costs so much. That's at cost, folks. We're hoping to turn a profit just with advertising with this. Hadn't happened yet, but we almost broke even. The point is, I've got these prices. You're like, well, Alex, if you sold them all out in 36 hours last time, 36,000, you had extra. You sold out in 36 hours. Why are you still selling them at cost? Because what I just said before the break, I'm looking for the mines unlocked. That's what thrills me. And if I do give these out at cost, people buy a lot more of them, and it gets into more people's hands. If this continues, we only printed 100,000 this time. We printed 90,000 last time. If these sell out again, I'm going to print 200,000 next time and then 300,000. Who knows? You guys may buy a million of these at cost. And I'll just keep doing it. And let me tell you, it's having a big effect around the country. I'm going to quit plugging that. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsShop.com. Get them, sign up for the subscription, so you don't have to order it over and over again, or buy them in bulk at cost. And get the other issue that we held back 3,000 copies of. This says 2,500 copies on the sheet. We got about 3,000 back there. So there you go, of the first issue. Get the next 12 and the first issue, $59.95. We're seeing $49.95. That is at cost right there, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, coming up, Paul Craig Roberts will get into the global financial meltdown and how war ties into that. I promise I will get to, you know, you're a conspiracy theorist if, and we're going to be breaking this down. It's up at InfoWars.com and 30 examples of why America is no longer a free country. And again, people are like, well, don't run down America. We won't save America unless we admit how much trouble we're in. It's like, don't run me down for injecting heroin. Well, you're going to die if you keep injecting it. I'm telling you, stop injecting it because I care about you. It's the same thing. So we got to admit how far we've slid. We'll look at the geopolitical ramifications and big news on the GMO front. We're having some big victories there. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.